This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And, of course, the breaking story, the big story of the day was what happened yesterday when a gunman killed 17 students in South Florida. Here with us right now to talk more about it is Tom Chiz. He is the founder of Armored One. Tom created Armored One shortly after Sandy Hook when his own children in schools nearby, when the mass shooting happened, the SWAT team operator and detective felt helpless to protect his loved ones against an emergency situation. So along with active shooter experts, he studied the history of attacks and created products and tactics on how to survive an active shooting. Tom, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on, and very sorry that it's under these circumstances.
Well, absolutely. These circumstances bring the focus, but also, as you know, going forward, and there will be a going forward, we need to be prepared.
We absolutely do, and our big thing at Armored One is staying one step ahead, which means we're working ahead of the next active shooter attack, trying to make our schools safer.
Well, Tom, we can only imagine the parents, relatives, the school, how this impacts. I mean, you were nearby at Sandy Hook, and you felt the percussion of what occurred there at Sandy Hook, and this caused you to respond and say, you've got to do something about it.
Absolutely did. I am a father of six. My youngest right now is in first grade, and my oldest is 21 and in the Army. And also my wife is a city school teacher. And I was devastated at the fact that, one, we're so vulnerable, even down to our elementary schools back then, but also to the fact that our government really is not doing much to support training products and security in our schools, but they're dumping billions and billions of dollars a year into fire safety in our schools, where less than one person a year dies from a fire in a school, but we've had over 300 in the past 20 years die from guns in schools.
Tom, I'm glad you brought this out, because this seems to be, and has been for a while, and I've observed this as well, is that we have more of a priority issue than we do a budget issue.
You are absolutely right. I was kind of disturbed today. I was watching some of our national news trying to catch up. I'm jumping on a plane tonight to head down to Florida for this shooting. And as I was watching the news, one of the politicians was saying that this is a priority we need to start to make. And in my opinion, this has been going on since Columbine, even before Columbine, Jonesboro, Arkansas, where the alarm was pulled and the two boys, middle school boys, were shooting and killing students back in 1997. So this has been very prevalent and not been addressed pretty much at all under my opinion and other experts' opinions too, nationally, where we need to have a standard of training, products, and security assessments to make sure our buildings are safe.
Tom, are we, you know, we talk about it in terms of, priorities, but even on the genesis of and development of this and what's happened in our culture, are we prepared to go deep enough to deal with the real problem?
I'm really hoping that yesterday was not for nothing, that this will be an eye-opener not only to local state officials, but also to President Trump and his staff. Something needs to be done on a national level where they take an observance of what's happening and begin to make a plan other than what they've been trying to do that clearly is not working, because I believe we're up over 15 shootings just this year in schools, and we're in mid-February. So I'm really hoping that they take a notice nationally on what needs to be done and start consulting with experts in the fields instead of the experts' bosses who have not done this work and have not worked with people at shootings and investigated them themselves for 20-plus years.
Tom, we got to take a quick 60-second break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you the number one question people are not asking, okay? Tom Chiz is with us. We talk more right after this.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with the founder of Armored One continues. Tom Chiz, who started and created Armored One after Sandy Hook, as we explained earlier. His own children were in schools nearby, and he realized the vulnerability with Tom's background and experience as a SWAT team operator and a detective. Most parents, and I mean even the parents in South Florida, feeling helpless to protect their loved ones against an emergency situation. Along with active shooter experts, he studied the history of attacks and created products and tactics on how to survive an active shooting. Tom, I said before the break, I wanted to come back and ask you, because it seems that we're just going around in circles around this whole issue. So I'm wondering, is there a question and an answer that we're looking for here?
The question really is, are we doing enough to protect our schools, our teachers, and our children?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is no, clearly no. We tend to look to one product or one type of training to save lives in our schools. That is not going to work, and there's no magic pill. You know that, Bill. No magic pill that's going to stop this, and we're going to see hundreds of interviews over the next few days of students and teachers saying, I could have seen this kid doing it. I've already seen one where they had jokingly said before that this kid was going to be a school shooter at some point. Mm-hmm. And the thing is we do see the signs of it. People are too afraid to report it. People are not trained to recognize what is a true threat compared to a false threat. And on top of it, that there are not the right products out there. There's a lot of false products. We only sell one, and I'm not trying to sell you on anything. I'm not even going to mention what we do. But there's products out there that people are coming up with saying that a bulletproof backpack is going to save lives, that a bulletproof blanket in classrooms is going to save lives. They're just making money off of a tragedy compared to a proven product that works. And those products need to create barriers of security that slow down the attacker so that the first responders, the police officers, can get there and stop. They need guns and police officers there to stop the bad guy with a gun. And that's the truth of the matter. But it doesn't take just products. It takes products, training, and security assessments to know the vulnerability of your building. So when you're doing a $100 million capital project or a remodel of your school and only $100,000 of that is spent on security, our priorities are 100% wrong. Because how are our kids going to learn, and how are our teachers going to teach if they feel that they're going to be killed in school day after day?
Yeah, without a doubt. Tom, what about the individual themselves? You know, what is happening here? We see a culture that is getting angrier, that has been conditioned. I mean, there's lots of things to look at here holistically. You cover the defense aspect and the preparation in the event of an active shooting. But is there a way to take this back even further and take a look at what is happening? I mean, the trajectory of our culture is very mean-spirited. And, when you look down at what the kids are being exposed to in movies and music and video games and all this. Doesn't this contribute to the mindset of these individuals who, just feel like they can act out in such an incredible way?
I 100% agree with you. As you know, I spent 5 years as a major crimes detective, which means dealing with the worst violent crimes all the way up to murders and homicides. And sitting down with these people, the culture and climate change of even 20 to 30 years ago, of what people have no regard for what they do. Their mental health is just totally gone and never addressed. I had a friend recently that was having suicidal tendencies, and to try to find her medical help, it took us over a week of calling across the nation to get her in somewhere to get her medical help. And the thing is homicidal to suicide is a very close line that's drawn. These kids that are coming into the schools and shooting up the school are suicidal and want to die, and it turns to a homicidal rage at that point. And we can't even get help. And this girl had over $100,000 to spend on treatment and wasn't able to find it. It took us that long to find that treatment for her. So how bad and how neglectful are we with these young kids? And like you said, the influences that they have from video games where you sit down and people are being blown up and shot in a realistic presentation that looks so real, it becomes mind-numbing to them that it's like a video game that
exactly.
You'll regenerate another life and you're right back. And they don't even think twice about their actions and how they act because of the way that they're being raised and the things they're allowed to do.
Well, and as you say, Tom, I mean, some of these kids, I mean, in this particular case, this kid, you know, his social media was there. He had said things to other people, to, you know, acquaintances or friends. He loved guns and, what a turn on it was for him to, and I'm not just saying just to shoot, but the language in which he used, it put him on a trajectory that should have set off some red flags. And, you know, this is a holistic situation. I say holistic in terms of we're all involved in this. This isn't just about, you know, gun control. It's not just about protection. It's about, us having our heads on a swivel and being more situationally aware and not being afraid to say something if we see something.
You're absolutely right. I like to refer, I don't know if you've heard of Dr. Peter Langman.
Yes.
He wrote a few books, School Shooters and Understanding High School, College Age, Adult Perpetrators, and Why Kids Kill. And he is a psychologist that studies active shooters and actually has sat down with those that have survived on a psychological level. And that's his thing, too, is understanding the precept of what are they doing and what are they saying. You're absolutely right. I know 19-year-olds that competitively shoot for large industries like Glock and Smith & Wesson.
Right.
And those kids, because they're still kids at 19, are so aware of guns and what they do, you would never worry about them with a gun.
Exactly.
But then you have someone like this kid, the things that he was saying on social media, the things that he was saying to friends and family, there were definitely red flags that were coming up. Like you said, at that point, there is something not right about this kid, first of all, and then second, to have this obsession with guns, not to shoot a target and learn how to shoot well to be competitive and maybe compete in the Olympics, but his obsession with guns was totally different, like you said, and there's more and more coming out by the hour, it seems like, of the red flags that were there, and people didn't recognize them, or two, they were too scared to stand up and say something because they were worried about being judged afterwards if this ended up being nothing.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Tom, is that people need to be encouraged to speak out. And, even if we do go overboard a little bit, considering here in this particular case, 17 lives, the families that have been affected, the community, I can stand with a mistake. How about you?
I absolutely can. And I know that tomorrow when I'm down, I'm going to be meeting with some of these families that have lost their children or lost their spouses, and it is absolutely devastating. I can't explain to you how bad it's been before meeting with these people. And just that question that will never leave them till the day they die as parents, why didn't somebody say something?
Exactly.
I would rather be wrong by saying something and get ridiculed or questioned. But if that kid is a possible shooter, statistically that chance of that student doing anything it drops by 80% when they're confronted by somebody.
Yeah, and that's exactly right.
Not to mention if the police got in there and found guns and found plans for what he was planning on doing, he'd be in jail and no one would be dead there.
So. Tom, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. Tom Chiz is with us on Bill Martinez Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the American, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. He created Armored One shortly after Sandy Hook with his own children in schools nearby. When the mass shooting happened, he realized the vulnerability that existed and something needed to be done. As a former SWAT team operator and detective, he went to work and connected with shooting experts, studied the history of attacks and created products and tactics and how to survive an active shooting. Tom, the fact of the matter is there's just not enough gun control, ammo stamping that can take place. We've got major issues here that I don't know that our country is quite prepared yet. Maybe it might be getting closer to deal with the root cause. But until they do, more shootings like what happened in South Florida, sadly, are in our future here. So the next best thing that we can do as a line of defense is to be prepared, right?
Yes, you're right. The people are going to be screaming gun control because it happens every time with a mass shooting. Mm-hmm. And we tend to stay out of that as Armored One because our goal is to train people for those 8 minutes of the attack.
Exactly.
But truth of the matter is even if gun laws were passed today that guns are banned in the United States, just like England, it would be 10 to 12 years before we really made any effect on collecting guns. Mm-hmm. And there would still be gun crime.
Right.
So my thing as CEO of this company is we focus on what's going on right now to make a difference. And that is what's happening during this attack. There's not many companies out there, and the government doesn't do that much for what to do during the attack. They tell you to run some drills, to lock the door. I heard one of the teachers on one of the interviews last night saying that she locked the door, turned off the lights, and waited on the inner wall. And thank God she lucked out that the shooter didn't come to her room, because if he kicked open that door, broke the glass, got into the room, them waiting on an inner wall, it's a shooting spree for this shooter. It's very simple for them, just like Sandy Hook. So being taught what to truly do, how to barricade the door, how to get out of the building. If the shooter's inside, you're safer outside. There's no question of that you're 100% safer if you're not where the shooter is. And not what people need to realize, too, is not everyone in the building is at the same amount of danger at the same exact time.
Exactly.
Shooters in the cafeteria, people in classrooms are safer than the people in the cafeteria. So their response is going to be different in the cafeteria or in the hallways where the shooter is. They've got to know what to do and how to make decisions at those places to save lives. So we have to address the issues of what to do during that attack in the 8 minutes that it takes for police on average to get to respond to these schools.
And that's the thing that people need to hold into perspective here, Tom. 8 minutes, and we're talking with an active shooter. What he's doing is measured, or she's doing is measured in seconds. So seconds compared to minutes, I mean, there's a lot of devastation, which is a case in point of what happened here. So still, the number one thing that we can do is move away from the danger. And how do we do that, Tom? How do we discern, and get the message that that we're moving in the right direction? Because sometimes in panic, people can unintentionally run more to the problem than away from it.
Mall shootings. Victims have run towards the shooter in the food courts because they parked their cars out the exit where he came in. Sandy Hook. People were running out the front doors and bumped into the shooter as they were leaving the building. And thank God they didn't get shot bumping into him. Mm-hmm. But people's panic, and also their pre-planned in their head, even if it's wrong, is what they tend to revert to in fear. Mm-hmm. So that's why training is so imperative. And it's not just, come to the school and talk to us one time for 3 hours and we're set for the next 20 years that we work as a teacher. This training needs to be done multiple times a year. Drills need to be done multiple times a year. And all new staff members need to be brought up on that training, because that scenario that you said is absolutely right. People are running towards gunshots thinking that their exit's there and they got to get there. When and how do you make the right decision of where to go? Because when you're taught correctly what to do and you begin to plan in your head, what we teach is situational awareness in the military and in police work, it's understanding what's going on around you and always having a plan. So my Secret Service, retired Secret Service agents that work for us said, you've got to have a plan in every direction. Whether you're walking around President Bush or President Obama, any time that they were moving with them, they had a plan forwards, backwards, right, and left, no matter what happened. And literally, it's stressful to think about it at first, but when you start to do it, it takes a split second to say, if something bad happens in front of me, what do I do? And that's
exactly
something I compare with my kids to even just driving a car. You've got to have a plan to go right, left, straight, or brake every second that you're driving. And it's that same idea of walking through life now with what's going on.
Well, Tom, I appreciate your time. We have to let you go reluctantly. I know you're very busy and in demand right now. Obviously, I think our audience can understand why, because of what you have to share. As you go down to South Florida, I will be in Florida myself tomorrow. But our wishes, our prayers with the family members, with the school and all the children and the teachers involved there. And I'm grateful that you're going to be down there as well. Tom, where can they go for more information on Armored One?
We're on Facebook at Armored One. It's A-R-M-O-U-R-E-D-O-N-E, Armored One. And also armoredone.com on Twitter and on Instagram, too. All those have connections that will put you right in touch with us directly. And we're willing to help any way we can, but especially with this tragedy going on. We want to educate and get people where they need to be so that they're making the right security decisions in general.
Exactly.
School districts.
Tom Chiz, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Tom, thank you much. Godspeed.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Well, I'll tell you, to have an expert, someone like this who has studied the situation, this is the deal. You see, when you have, when you're looking for solutions, you want to bring the smart people around who can deal. I mean, there's no politics about this. All right. This is just about saving lives. And this is looking at it in a standpoint of, look at, these are our kids. How do we protect them? And, you know, and there's lots of issues here. There's lots of moving parts, Scott, as you and I were talking about. Immediately people, you know, you get the people who want to run, you know, and argue the gun issue because that's their agenda and ammunition and mental
health.
Well,
it's their time.
Yeah.
That's their moment. That's the moment that they wait for. And they can try and tell me all they want that it's not the moment they wait for, but it's the moment they're waiting for.
Mm.
Because then now I have the moral high ground.
Yeah. So that this will, and I always love it because they always come back and say, we don't want this to ever happen again. Of course we don't want it to happen again. But, you know, if you're not asking, and that's what I asked Tom, you know, what is the question that's missing here and the answer that's missing? If we're not dealing with the true issue, which is the source, okay, and it's not the gun, you know, it's the person, you know, and partially, yes, it's a mental health issue. I think it's a cultural issue. You know, the mental health impact is beyond the individual. It's in our society. And sadly, I mean, it grieves me to say, Scott, that we have more of this coming down the road. There's not, and as Tom put it in perspective, even if you take all the guns, you're talking about maybe a 12-year range in which to do it. And then after that, then, you know, look at the empirical evidence of these other countries that have done the same.
But even that's a case of the fear to say something that you see because of how people are going to react to you. That is a direct cause of political correctness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You cannot convince me otherwise. When you see somebody acting weird, it used to be, hey, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, now, well, I'm just being me, man.
Well, yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah.
No.
Well, and that's even if somebody asks the question. Otherwise, they're tucking tail and just, you know, refusing to acknowledge and see the insanity or make any comment about it.
But that's all because we're told that, well, people are just being themselves. They're just doing them. You can't question what a person does. That's who
right.
they are.
Yeah.
Well, no, that eliminates all the things.
Well, you're ignoring the warning signals.
Ignoring the warning signals. But like Tom just said, you have to be able to see. They saw the signs with this.
Yeah, you have to be situationally aware.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to raise to understand that, look, there is more of this down the road because of the foundational dysfunction of our culture. And, you know, so the next thing, as Tom said, is you've got to be prepared. And, you know, parents of school children, which is most of us, need to make sure that our schools are prepared and situationally aware and prepared to do something about this. Just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now. I'm Bill Martinez. The conversation continues. Stay with us.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, just the way you like me, 3 hours every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, on this very independent radio show as we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And to that end, we bring experts like our next guest on that have the facts jack, as they would say. Rachel Alexander is with us, of course, from thestream.org. And Rachel, you know, before we get into some of the topics that I wanted to talk to you about, this Rob Porter deal is... you know, it's getting some legs here, and I don't know what the White House needs to do. Democrats are saying, beyond the president saying, "Hey, look, we made a mistake." They want something more. I don't know if they want their own special hashtag or what. You know, what do you see on this?
Yeah, you're right. They want blood. You know, they want Kelly to resign because they think he knew more about what Porter had done. I don't know if I would go quite that far because he appears to be an honorable man.
Right.
But there's got to be, you know, some form of contrition at this point because it's pretty obvious, you know, from the bruises and, you know, all the testimony from these women that somebody at the White House knew.
Is it suspect that the FBI has come out and said, "Oh, wait a minute, back in summer, we gave the information, you know, to the Trump administration"? Why does that smell, or am I just being conspiratorial?
Well, the FBI has proved to be so dishonest over this past year that I wouldn't even necessarily believe them at this point. So that could be going too far. But again, I think something needs to be done and more just, you know, backtracking. Like Trump really screwed things up when he sounded like he was first defending the guy when he first got let go.
Yeah, Trump's got to remember he's president. He's not an everyday citizen. It's one thing as an everyday citizen that you say, hey, look, it, let's have due process. That's okay. When you're the president of the United States, boy, you got to let your yes be yes, and you've got to be firm about this stuff and give no exception whatsoever, especially him because of all the, you know, past innuendo. And, of course, oh, yeah, let's bring Stormy Daniels into the mix too, right?
Oh, gall, I know. Trump has so much baggage, and, you know, he has to be very careful. Like you said, he's walking a tightrope how he handles it. He can't just come out and opine like, say, I do or you do,
right.
You know, because he's the president. He's not just an opinion maker where he can, you know, just treat everyone arbitrarily.
Well, obviously, Rob Porter, because the general consensus was, and maybe, you know, he healed his evil ways and all that good stuff, but all of a sudden, you know, behind door number two, they got hit with a big surprise here, and they needed to handle this very quickly, because once it became irrefutable, you know, he was gone within 24 hours. But it's all the lead-up stuff, you know, that gets messy, and, you know, the FBI, I think the FBI guys trying to cover their back end a little bit. It just reeks a little bit to me, and they might be playing, you know, a little gotcha back to Donald Trump, saying, well, we'll teach you to come after us and question our credibility. We're going to question your administration by saying we gave you this report, you know, back in June of last year. Maybe it might have been hidden in one of those NSA email things that got lost in the transit somewhere on the spying in the dossier or something. God only knows, you know. I don't know. I'm sure these guys, they know, you know, about plausible deniability, and they know how to work the angles. But we'll let that sit. No doubt people are going to be, you know, continuing to chew on this thing until there's, I don't know, like you say, there's some sort of, you know, public beating and flogging on this deal.
Yeah, the Trump administration has just got to be more consistent in their responses every day. You know, when it comes up, they need to bring it out, look, and remind people, we handled it. You know, as soon as we found out, he was fired within 24 hours. You know, what he did was reprehensible. And if they never did see the information from the FBI, they need to come out and bring that out.
Exactly.
They're all over the board with their responses is the problem.
Well, I want to talk to you about the budget bill. What happened to the so-called conservatives that were holding the line on behalf of we the people that want a smaller and responsible government?
Yeah, this is just really despicable considering, you know, Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the president. And so what are they doing caving in to this budget that adds, you know, $400 billion and there's increases? They even increased defense spending more than Trump asked for.
Right.
You know, and it really makes the House Freedom Caucus look bad because they're the ones who are supposed to be holding the line on things like this. So I don't understand why they caved in. You know, maybe there was just pressure to, you know, quit passing these short-term, you know, two-week, you know, two-month spending bills. And, you know, maybe they didn't want to stay up all night in the middle of the night. But it's still irresponsible, and they just sound like Democrats.
Well, they really sold us down the road, didn't they? I mean, what they're doing, I mean, you've got history. You've got video of if it's Paul Ryan, the president himself, talking about a smaller government, the runaway budget, the deficit, all this stuff that's going on. And what do they do? I mean, because now all that stuff is just talk. It's meaningless because, as you say, everybody's moving left. It's almost like the Republicans are where the Democrats were, and the Democrats have moved left to become Marxists and socialists.
That's right. And, you know, the Republicans are still getting hammered. You know, if you're going to get hammered, you might as well at least be principled about it.
Why not? Yeah, exactly. And, but, you know, what do they put at risk here? I mean, they really, what they're putting at risk is Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, as leaders of the House and Senate, respectively. I mean, this is a pretty scary thought. I mean, we just went through 8 years of insanity with the Democrats and Barack Obama. We miss it so much, we want to do it again?
Yeah, and if you listen to some of the comments by, you know, Chuck Schumer after the budget was agreed to, I mean, he was just gloating over it. You know, you know you haven't done a good job on the Republican side if left-wing Chuck Schumer is bragging about how wonderful it is.
Exactly. Well, you know, everybody got, you know, didn't get everything they wanted. Well, what you mostly did. And the thing is why, you know, for the sake of the military, why the Republicans need to own that ground when last time I checked, you know, funding the military is a bipartisan issue. National security secures Democrats, Republicans, independents alike. It's not like our military says, oh, we're only going to take care of the Republicans. If you're on the Democratic side, well, you're on your own. You better go find a gun and protect yourself.
Right. I don't understand why the Democrats just want to play with that and they get away with it. You know, where's the criticism when they're holding up the funding for the military?
Well, and on top of that, I mean, the whole process. I mean, right now, when we need a government on all cylinders, and potentially we could. I mean, we're already looking. I mean, we've blown them away. They said there's no way this president's going to do 3% GDP. He'd be lucky to get 3% by the end of his term. I mean, within the first year, he's 3%. Could you imagine? I mean, let's do something. Let's take away the hurricanes. We even managed. I mean, in the midst of dealing with two natural disasters, we're at 3% GDP. You've got the resistance going on with the Democrats at every turn, doing things. And now we find out, which is what we knew all along, is that, President Obama and his team purposely left landmines in the way to hinder this administration. And, in spite of all that, We're where we are right now. Could you imagine you take away all those obstacles, Rachel? Where would this country be?
It's really incredible. And, you know, I was one who never really liked Trump when he was in the running for office in the primary. And he's proved to have just, you know, exceeded beyond my wildest expectations. And, you know, they're already saying he's accomplished more than Reagan did his first year.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, his testimony are the facts, and, you know, how can they be denied? And how can we deny the fact that the resistance by the Democratic Party has been costing we the people a lot of money? We've got a special investigation going on, $7 million and counting, over some collusion that, you know, where's the beef? There's no beef on this thing.
Yeah, and when is it going to end? I mean, luckily, I feel like there is finally fatigue. The American people are sick of it, and even the Democrats are, some of them are getting tired of defending it. So hopefully that's finally going to come to an end. I mean, it's bleeding. The more information that comes out, the worse the Democrats look. So
exactly.
At one point, they kind of want to stop the bleeding.
Well, you think the FBI would put the white flag of surrender out there as well, too, because they're not looking much better. Rachel, we got to leave it right there. As always, great to have you with us. Rachel Alexander, senior editor at The Stream.
Thank you, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I ain't got to think about money or what it provides, and I ain't got to sit down and wonder what makes it.
Back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. No movie guy music today, Steve-O, you know, because we're, you know, wrapping up Valentine's Day. You know, Scott's still in that Valentine mood because he's got his Valentine-ness quotient is still running high, you know?
Oh,
lucky
I love
him.
That bumper music, too busy thinking about my baby. Wow.
Hey.
Can't get better than that.
Well, there it is. Steve Evans, the movie guy with
I'm
us.
Sorry, Steve,
live
I messed
up. Hey, it's the first mistake this year. You know, he's doing great, you know, so forgive him. Extend some grace here.
Well, but did I get that title wrong?
What's that? No. You're exactly right. Yes, too busy thinking about my baby. Are you kidding me? How many times did I play that over the years?
I know.
Brings back all kinds of memories. Yeah. Hey, three new movies out. 1, 2, 3, 50 Shades, Peter Rabbit, 1517 to Paris. They took box office honors last weekend, huh?
They certainly did. Not a bad take, really, for 50 Shades Free. This is the third in the series, and this series should break $1 billion here worldwide.
Unbelievable.
Here in the U.S., made about 38.5 last weekend. It was number one. Peter Rabbit was number two, making about $25 million, and the 1517 to Paris, about $12.5 million, followed by Jumanji. Hey, The Greatest Showman hanging in there.
Mm-hmm.
Got legs, as they say.
Unbelievable. Yeah, we love that movie. Don't like Hugh Jackman, though. That's the deal. Somebody, you know, like I said, nobody should be that talented.
It's amazing. And I would highly recommend, if you haven't seen the movie, go out and see it in the theater, because it's
yes.
really one you should see up there on the big screen.
Soundtrack is awesome. You love the soundtrack. It is terrific. Yeah.
It is terrific, that indeed. And it has made, what, 146 so far here in the U.S. Well,
yeah. Well, let me, hey, real quick before you move on. So what happens after 50 Shades? That was the last. This is the last one, right?
Well, yeah, this was the last one. Now there are two other books out there that they could work with, and believe me, if you know, if they decide that there are a few more dollars out there, they certainly will come up with a concept, and we will see 50 Shades.
What do we call this? The aggressive Harlequin series or something? What?
I don't know.
Okay, surely I jest. Okay.
It is what it is, as we say.
Now let's talk about coming attractions. You got some good stuff on tap, huh?
Oh, this is going to be a big weekend. This is going to be huge. We have a movie called Black Panther. Of course, a lot of people have been looking forward to this one since the character was first introduced, really, back in 1966. This is an African-American superhero. And when you think about Stan Lee and Jack Kirby with Marvel Comics coming out with this hero back in 1966, which was quite revolutionary for the time because that
exactly.
was the height of the civil rights movement. Mm. And it was first introduced, this character, in Fantastic Four, comic book number 52, if you're into that sort of thing. And they've been thinking about making this into a movie for the longest time. They were talking about Wesley Snipes maybe playing the lead. But I'm glad they waited for Chadwick Boseman, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
I've been a fan of this guy for the longest time. He, of course, was Jackie Robinson in 42. He was also James Brown in Get On Up. He played Thurgood Marshall. Terrific actor, very talented, and now he is the first African-American superhero to be a lead in a movie, and this is going to be huge. It's called Black Panther. 97% of the critics are recommending this, and they think it will make in the vicinity of 170, maybe $180 million.
Wow.
This country
wow.
alone this weekend. Another $120 million overseas. So it's
speaking of Boseman, I mean, is this role going to be so defining for him? You know, kind of like Jackman with Wolverine a little bit. I think of all the things that he's been doing, as you say, he's very gifted, very talented. He's given us some great, you know, great movies, great acting. But I could see where the Black, you know, he's forever identified with the Black Panther.
Well, he will be. I mean, that's the case. And I'm sure he will do other things, but this is definitely a defining role. Yeah. And they, like I say, it's going to be big. This is, of course, a Marvel movie.
Mm-hmm.
A Marvel movie, the 18th in the 18th chapter in what they call the Marvel Comic or Cinematic Universe. Mm-hmm. Of course, Marvel is owned by Disney.
Yes.
So Disney is ringing the cash register early.
Again. Again.
Again. Right. So here's what's going on here with this movie. Black Panther follows T'Challa, who, after the events of Captain America: Civil War, returns home to the isolated and technologically advanced African nation of Wakanda to take his place as king. However, when an old enemy reappears on the radar, T'Challa's mettle as king and Black Panther is tested when he's drawn into a conflict that puts the entire fate of Wakanda and the world at risk. We have a primarily African-American cast. Chadwick Boseman, of course, leads. We have Michael B. Jordan, Lupita Nyong'o, and it's directed by an African-American director, Ryan Coogler. And so this is going to be, this is not only a big movie, but I think socially significant. 97% recommending Black Panther out this weekend. And you might be thinking, who in the world would open a movie against Black Panther?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a few people. As a matter of fact, quite a few people opening their films and getting good reviews, too. There's a movie called Early Man. This is animated. It's PG, one you can take the family to. 84% are recommending this film, and it's set at the dawn of time when prehistoric creatures and woolly mammoths roam the earth. Early Man tells the story of Doug, along with his sidekick, Hognob, as they unite his tribe against the mighty enemy Lord Nuth and his Bronze Age city to save their home. 84% recommending Early Man.
That'd be Doug, D-U-G, Doug.
Yeah, D-U-G.
Yes.
And his sidekick, Hognob, for those of you keeping score here.
Yes, right.
Then we have here's a concept, Samson. We have a Samson movie. Here's a story that's never been told. I say in jest, not reviewed for the critics, but we have a good cast here, Jackson Rathbone and Billy Zane in this one. This, of course, is based on the biblical epic of a champion chosen by God to deliver Israel. His supernatural strength and impulsive decisions quickly pit him against the oppressive Philistine Empire. After being betrayed by a wicked prince and a beautiful temptress, having his hair cut, Samson is captured and blinded by his enemies. Samson calls upon his God for once more to give him supernatural strength, and he turns his imprisonment and blindness into the final victory. Samson, out this weekend.
Yeah, we interviewed Taylor James, by the way. Great guy.
Really?
Good fun. Yeah, great guy. Yeah. So we're looking forward to this movie as well.
Yes,
yeah, he's wonderful. What an incredible story and background he has as well.
It has been told. Who was the first? I think was it Steve Reeves that was years ago, Samson? I forget.
One of the original Samsons, if there's such a thing. Yeah, yeah.
And then a sophisticated film. Yes, a more sophisticated fare here. We have a movie called The Party. This 90% of the critics are recommending this one. Janet hosts a party to celebrate her new promotion, but once the guests arrive, it becomes clear that everything is not going to go down as smoothly as the red wine. This is Sally Potter and her new dark comedy starring Kristen Scott Thomas as Janet. She's hosting this intimate gathering of friends in her London home to celebrate her political ascension, while her husband Bill, played by Timothy Spall, seems a little preoccupied. Janet's acerbic best friend April, played by Patricia Clarkson, arrives, and others follow with some of their own dramatic news to share. But an announcement by Bill provokes a series of revelations that gradually unravel the sophisticated soiree at a night that began with champagne may end up with something else indeed.
Mm.
Go.
Hey, and to answer your question, Samson, the original, we're going back into the 40s here, right? We're talking Cecil B. DeMille directed it originally. You appreciate that. Starring Hedy Lamarr and Victor Mature.
Victor Mature.
Yeah, we were close, huh?
Wow, right.
So to speak.
Well, we'll have to look that up. I wonder how many Samson films there have been.
Well, you know, I forgot about the original Samson and Delilah. See, that's the thing. See, that's why.
Okay.
All right.
And the haircut, of course.
Yes, exactly.
We have a movie here called Loveless, which is nominated for Best Foreign Language Film at this year's Academy Awards. It comes from Russia. Once again, 94% of the critics.
Russia? Can we watch anything from Russia these days?
Well, this is an interesting film because it does put a kind of cast a light on the corrupt Putin government over in Russia right now. That's one of the kind of the sidelights of this particular film. But it's about a couple, Zhenya and Boris, who are going through this vicious divorce marked by resentment, frustration, and recriminations. Already embarking on new lives, each with a new partner, they're impatient to start again and move on, even if it means threatening to abandon their 12-year-old son, Alyosha, until after witnessing one of their fights, Alyosha disappears. So this is starring Russian actors that I'm not familiar with and can't pronounce their names.
Exactly.
But it is getting great reviews. I might try to see that this weekend.
It is getting good reviews, huh?
Very oh, yeah. Well, it's a tough film. To watch,
When you're watching people go through a divorce and all the crazy, like that doesn't happen here in America. I mean, it's so close to home. I guess something we can all relate to. You know,
not exactly the feel-good movie of the season, but
exactly
you might want to watch.
Well, you don't want to take the misses. That's not a Valentine's Day kind of movie, okay?
No.
Just saying.
No, that was not.
Yeah, we're only doing this, honey, for educational purposes, because I know Martinez wants to talk about it next week. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, blame it on me.
Nostalgia. This is a movie which has been big on the festival circuit. Great cast here. We have John Hamm, Catherine Keener, Ellen Bernstein, Bruce Dern in this. Interesting film because it's a mosaic of stories, they say, about love and loss. It explores our relationships to objects and artifacts and memories that shape our lives. I've seen the trailer, and it's about these things, you know, you'd be going through a box of old stuff, and think, oh, yeah, you know, and you have all these artifacts, these things that we hold on to that really generate great memories. That one's out as well this weekend. So we do have a lot to see. If you don't want to watch the Olympics, there's plenty going on at the box office this weekend.
Wow, I mean, that's the deal. We've got lots, we've been pulled in all kinds of directions. Speaking of the Olympics, you've been enjoying them?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Good fun. Gosh. You know, you watch these athletes that come down to this moment on the world stage after all that they've put into, and they miss a jump or something. It's just, what a heartbreak.
But these crazy snowboarders, my God.
Are they insane or what, you know?
Oh,
unbelievable. I mean, I can't imagine taking air like that and surviving. I just couldn't breathe up there, I don't think. Steve, the movie guy, we'll see you at the Cineplex, huh? Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it, buddy. All right, you too. Bye.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated?